Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And good morning and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight playing the Seattle Mariners. First pitch is just a little bit after 7 o'clock. Impressive win last night, so let's hope that's the start of a streak, but a lot of things going on there. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. My esteemed colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, and also the full-service Raw by Slapfish, located on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish. And let's not forget, since Chef Andrew is a native son of New Jersey, he knows a thing or two about Jersey-style pizza, and that is reflected in his Fast Casual Big Parm, which is in the mess hall and Tustin, that he's having a lot of fun with. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. What we try to do is accentuate during the week what we talk about on the weekends, some additional visuals, also all the archived segments of the Saturday show are posted within our website. So just in case you can't hear us live, and we do appreciate it when you can always catch up there. And the nice thing is you can do it segment by segment, hear whatever you wish, or hear the entirety of the show, which we appreciate it when you do. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And as things are getting back into the swing of things here at Angel Stadium, and attendance will be able to increase for home games after June 15th, always like to remind everybody that Melissa's is the official produce supplier right here at Angel Stadium. So not only do they supply all of the salads and prepared foods under the Melissa's label that are available at the concession stands, but in terms of the suites and the full-service restaurants here at Angel Stadium, all of that lovely produce that you're seeing likely is from Melissa's. Always enjoy potato salad prepared with their DYPs, their signature potato item. Right now, some things are seasonally available, and you definitely want to take care of or look for the Ojai Pixie Tangerines, because I do believe, and I need to check on this, I think this is the last month of the season for those just absolutely juicy and candy sweet Ojai Pixie Tangerines, and easy to peel too, which is definitely a nice attribute as far as that's concerned. Hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend and did some dining out. I was out there on Saturday night, and from all the reports I heard, reservations were really tough to get at the full-service dine-in restaurants. So it's a good news problem for the restaurant business, but it can be a little frustrating from the diner's point of view. So I ask you just to be patient as restaurants gear up again. Remember, in terms of inside seating right now, there are limitations on the number of guests that restaurants can accommodate, and there needs to be specific spacing between the tables. So what does that all mean? Well, for any of the popular restaurants, they're really limited in capacity, which also means, as much as they would like to accommodate you, it's a little tough. So for the next couple of weeks, if you can, for some of your favorite restaurants that you'd like to patronize again, and they definitely would like to see you, no doubt about that. If you can, you got to plan ahead a little bit, particularly if you want to dine out on a Friday or a Saturday night. And you want something like a 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, a larger party, four and up, again, the squeeze is on a little bit in terms of what restaurants can do as far as space is concerned. But as I was saying before, I'm just delighted that there is a lot of pent-up demand for foodies to be able to go out again and enjoy a full-on, full-service restaurant experience. It bodes well as the recovery just slowly moves along. I'm also delighted that some of our higher-end, more exclusive, special occasion destination restaurants are back. We'll be talking with Donato Poto, who is a partner and the front of the house guy for Providence on Melrose in the Hollywood area of Los Angeles, one of our more spectacular fine dining destinations, probably the premier seafood restaurant in Southern California. You know, what a reputation they have maintained over a lot of years. I was talking with Donato a little earlier in the week, and they have reopened. Instead of being able to do the usual three different pre-fee tasting menus that they had been doing before, is they're starting to gear up again. It's one tasting menu with options for each course, but what they're very cognizant of doing is they want to make sure that they can take care of their guests and take care of them at the high level that Providence is known for. So they're getting back slowly, and they want to make sure that they satisfy their guests. But very encouraging to hear, a fine restaurant like Providence being able to get back into the swing of things, and demand for reservations has really exceeded what their expectations were, which is, again, we all need to have a little patience, but we're glad to see the diner interest is there, because coming back from the big layoff, there's definitely a lot of uncertainty. You really don't know what to expect. As always, we have a full show for you this morning, so please do stay with us. We're going to take another trip out to Palm Springs and pick up some of the dining establishments that I was able to enjoy earlier last month on the two visits that I had to Palm Springs, doing a dining exploration as well as visiting some attractions and also getting the current on a couple of the resort hotels out there to be able to share that information with you. So last week we had the chance to visit with Executive Chef Ken Williams, who is at the Agua Caliente Resort Casino Spa in Rancho Mirage. This morning we will pick up the conversation with his number two, that being Executive Chef Patrick Contreras, and we'll continue our profile of the vast dining options that they have at Agua Caliente, and let our listeners know what some of the options are that are a little bit more budget-friendly out there. We talked about the highest option they have out there, which is the steakhouse, which is really wonderful for a splurge, but we also want people to know that they have options that, are a bit more everyday-friendly. Believe it or not, we have another winery this week that is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. That is Smith Madrone Winery on Spring Mountain in Napa Valley. We'll be talking with their co-founder, Stuart Smith, and again, to be able to succeed and be at the top of your game for 50 years is pretty impressive. We'll take another trip back out to Palm Springs to another destination restaurant there in downtown Palm Springs called Farm, which is a wonderful French Provençal restaurant that has two different personalities. It's kind of come as you are for breakfast and lunch, but for dinner, they do a special pre-fee menu that they really pull out all the stops for that's really reasonably priced and just a wonderful atmosphere. So we'll have a chance to find out about that. And there's a wonderful regional Mexican restaurant that has now opened a third location in Orange County. This is Puesto Mexican Artisan Kitchen and Bar. They're now in Bella Terra in Huntington Beach. And they really do a great job. And we're going to talk to one of the brothers, the Adler brothers, who are the founders of this, and get a better perspective on what they do and how they keep each restaurant looking like it's an individual restaurant and family-owned restaurant group versus corporate, and there is a difference. And of course, we'll talk to Chef Andrew. So don't wander far. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it is executive sous chef at Agua Caliente Resort Casino, Rancho Mirage, and we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.